I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nairobi, Kenya is in uproar. An upscale hotel was attacked yesterday around 3 p.m. local time. The attack happened in the city's expat district, and the culprits? The infamous terrorist organization from Somalia, Al-Shabaab. Sharing more on what happened is Door International's Director of Consulting Services, Shadrach Kukui.
The colleagues told me that there was a huge blast and that there has been heard gunshots from the same area. And that generally people are scared and there's a lot of fear that is engulfing the whole Nairobi region right now.
This story continues to unfold. It is a deadly attack, so pray for the people directly impacted by it. Pray for courage and healing in their lives, and pray that Christ would be present in the process. And Christmas might only be a memory now for you, but it's still on the minds of hundreds of kids in northern Haiti. Eva DeHart with For Haiti with Love says staff celebrate Christ's birth with a different group of kids each year. This year, they fed 500 kids from a village in northern Haiti. It looked like a typical Christmas party in the sense that everybody got food and presents, but that wasn't the main focus.
This is a big birthday party for Jesus, and they are all made very much aware of his gift to us. And the tangible gifts are simply their memories of that day.
For Haiti with Love's outreach involves more than just Christmas parties. They've got a food program, a building program, and a medical clinic, among other things. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.